You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Interview with Honduran leader René Amador. The big news agencies do not report so much on the coup d'etat in Honduras, but that does not mean that the situation has improved in the Central American country. Since Porfirio Lobo has been in office, the persecution and murders have doubled. René Amador, leader of the National Front of Popular Resistance in Honduras, told Real World Radio. Trade union leader Amador had to flee his country as a result of the constant harassment he suffered by the authorities. Now he reports from abroad about the situation that his fellow countrymen are suffering. He said that during Lobo's administration, 7 journalists were killed, and many of these crimes have been presented to the Honduran society as a result of common crimes. The same situation experienced in the 80s is happening now. Behind a purported wave of crimes, they would disguise all the human rights abuses against social leaders, said the activist. Amador welcomed the position of the UNASUR countries before the summit of heads of state in Madrid to reject the presence of Lobo for having been elected under the rule of dictator Roberto Micheletti, and repudiated the attitude of the right-wing governments of Peru and Colombia, which recognized the Honduran government as legitimate. In response, Lobo left on Sunday, the 23rd of May, on a tour where he's planning to meet with the presidents of Colombia, Álvaro Uribe, and Peru, Alan García. This lab that is going on today in Honduras, and which has worked so far, has met with a world of dignity, and we have to continue the pressure so that this terrible precedent does not happen in other countries. The democracy of all Latin America is at stake in Honduras, he said.